Blog Talk Radio.
My name is Danielle Dagba. I am originally from Haiti. But I currently reside in Stoughton, Massachusetts, with my husband and our three children, 17, 11, and 6 years old. So our life is very, very dynamic. My husband and I, we own our own business. It's called One Happy Life. It's a speaking, coaching, and ministry platform. And Sean, and something you said that was very, very powerful, who I am today was not who I have always been. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Who I am today was not who I have always been. I came from a broken place, Charmaine, and all of us who are listening. Growing up in Haiti, I've witnessed and experienced poverty. I've witnessed and experienced lack. Growing up, I grew up in a family where it felt like it was a single home. My father left us at the age, I think I was maybe 3. So pretty much I was raised by a single mom, and we were 8 siblings. So life was very, very challenging growing up in a single home. And I've also experienced growing up some sexual abuse, and that was a traumatic event for me as a child. I felt like I didn't have a real childhood. So on top of that, not growing up with my dad, that added to the pain that I felt growing up, coming to America to finally be reunited with my dad, and notice that my dad had an alcoholic problem. Didn't know how to be a dad. That was another traumatic event. And lastly, before I let Charmaine ask me more questions, you know, going to on campus at the age of 19, I was raped. So you can imagine who I am today is not who I have always been. I came from a broken place.
Wow. You know, I mean, you say that, and, you know, when you start the show and, you know, I'm all, like, welcoming the guests, and it's a beautiful day outside. And, you know, I know because I've read your bio, I know you, I know of you, the last 15 years or so, how your life has totally transformed and the things that you're doing, not just with your life and in your life, but to impact the lives of other people. And I love that you are sharing this in your Soul Solutions, which is a three-step program, and more insight into the book. Now, your book is called, the one that we're going to be talking about today from a soul standpoint, is Transform. It's a transformational book, right?
Yes.
And what's the title of that book?
It's called Born to Succeed, Programmed to Fail. A true story of the 15 women. Yes.
I love it. Born to succeed, but programmed to fail. And a lot of us in our lives at different stages, when things happen, or I like to say when things happen to us, and in some cases where we make the choices that we make in life, we find ourselves in a broken place. And a lot of times we tap back into that childhood. We go back to that child. And for many people, that child never had a childhood. That child never felt secure. That child never felt loved. That child always felt like they were in want, whether physically or emotionally. And then that child grows up in some cases to be a young teenager and a young adult. And sometimes, as you share so openly in all your speeches and in all your inspiration and in your book, you know, the life of poverty and being left alone, your dad leaving your mom with 8 children to raise, being raped at the age of 19. But when I look at you, I don't see that because your life has totally transformed, because you did not give in. So what helps you? How did you get to being a married, faithful woman of 15 years to your incredible husband? You have a fabulous partnership with you guys, with your communication, I'd say dynasty right now, with your books, your speaking, your coaching, your outreach, your blogs, everything. And you have a daughter who's going off to college or in college.
Yeah.
And just so many things. When you look at your life now and you look at your life then, how did Danielle get from there to here? Share with us, because we need that.
Thank you, Sham. You know, one thing that I started to understand early on in life is that what's causing us pain, Charmaine, what's causing us pain is not so much that we have issues and we have challenges, because we will always have challenges, you understand? But just because we experience pain, that doesn't mean that we have to experience suffering. Pain is inevitable, but suffering is optional. And I realized a few years back, I believe it was around my early 30s, and I was at that time we had a powerful ministry. At that time we had 2 children, right? And we have done some great things, some good works. You know, we've always been Christians. We've always served in the church. But do you know, Charmin, I around that time I felt like my life was empty. Something was bothering me on the inside, even though I had a wonderful job, a wonderful husband, a powerful ministry. And then what that thing was, Charm, is a secret that I had kept for a long time, that I had kept, and I had tried to heal that secret, right? And I had tried to suppress it and put it aside by doing good works, by going after life successes and et cetera, being married and all that stuff. But yet in the core of my soul, I needed to be healed emotionally. And I was dragging with me, inside of me, a wounded child. You understand? Mm-hmm. I was carrying with me, even though I was 33, but inside of me there was a 4-year-old girl, 5-year-old girl, a 12-year-old girl, even a 19-year-old young adult that was still asking, when are you going to set me free? I didn't know who I was. I was doing many things, Sham, but I was still dealing with people pleasing as a result of low self-esteem and poor self-image. I was dealing with approval addiction. I tell you, Sean, back then if you had asked me, Danielle, what was your favorite color, I wanted somebody to tell me what that color was. You know, if I were to go to a restaurant, I didn't even know what my favorite dish was, because I was not in touch with who I really am in the inside. It was suppressed. It was covered. So
That's awesome.
Point for me.
I mean, that is really, really incredible. I just see we have a caller listener also on the line, so I just gonna have to hang out and listen in. But if you do have a question, feel free to go ahead and ask. I'll mute you for now. But if you do have a question, I'll pick up the conversation with Danielle. So thank you for tuning in to listen into the show, and
I'd
love to hear from you. Good morning, caller. How are you today?
I'm good.
Did you have a question for Danielle this morning?
I don't, but I really want to thank Danielle for dialing in this morning. I am one of her mentees, and she has really impacted my life. She spoke about the child being wounded inside of her, and it's funny, last week I was going through something like that, and she helped me to really see that, okay, I think I have a problem with people. That's not what it is, but it is the child that was locked in me. So I really want to thank Danielle of the work that she's doing, not only in my life, in the life of many people. Today I can boldly say I have my my own business. And as a single mom, I'm like, okay, I couldn't do it. But when this woman with her husband, they came in my life, they really impacted my life. So I really want to thank her. And also thank you guys for inviting her so that the world will know who she is. Thank you, Charmaine.
Absolutely. You're welcome. Well, stay and listen on the show. I have another caller on the line. We're gonna continue the show, and I'll get in with my next caller. If you have a question for Danielle, just prepare that I'll get to in 1 second. But I appreciate you calling into the show, and really, it really is about changing lives. It really is about if we can impact one woman's life, one single parent, one married woman, one wounded child, one 30-something-year-old or 22-year-old or 50-something-year-old who's been dragging around that wounded 2-year-old or 4-year-old or 19-year-old and still thinking we're doing everything on the surface. We have the careers, we have the jobs, we have the families, we're raising our kids. But like Danielle shared a few moments earlier, carrying around a secret for a lifetime and a long time, we can do all the good work, but if we're not totally emotionally healed, we are still hurting. And that is so key. Danielle, let me go ahead and ask you this one question. I'll get to my next caller in 1 second. If you have a question for Danielle, did you want to ask that now? I have you live on the show. Thank you for joining the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. You are calling from the 301 area code. If that's you, what's your question for my guest? No questions? You have me muted? Because I have you live. All right. Well, Liz, some people are calling in just to listen to me. They necessarily don't want to ask a question or have a comment. So, Danielle, let me pick up and go ahead and ask you this. How did you now begin the healing process? Are we jumping into the 3 steps? Or what steps did you use? How did you figure this out?
The three steps that I explained that are so nicely explained in the book Born to 60, Program to Fail, is also what I've combined together into the Soul Solution Program. And the steps for me, Charmaine, first and foremost, you need your peace of mind. And the peace of mind that I'm talking about is you getting in touch with who you are. That means taking responsibility for the individual soul that you are. And I believe that in this day and age, what happens is we get so busy being everything else for everyone else. You understand? Mm-hmm. But we haven't sat down to be what we need to be for our own soul. You see?
So
the peace of mind for me is the time in your life when you slow down and you begin to take care of your own soul, begin to see what is inside of me that is causing me to react the way that I do? What is inside of me that is making me feel stuck in this relationship, that is making me stuck in this dead-end job, that is making me attracting the same type of men or same type of women? What is it inside of me that makes me feel stuck? What is it inside of me that whenever I want to start a business, I cannot finish? What is that spirit of inconsistency in my life? What is this cycle that keeps repeating itself? What is inside of me? And I explain the program in you. Understanding what is the program in you. When you begin to see the program in you and you begin to see how it works and how it affects you, that understanding alone, Charmaine, is peace of mind.
That is, I mean, I am just, like, so moved right now. We have a couple of other callers on the phone. I'm going to go ahead and see if you guys have any questions for my guests. Thank you for joining the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio and for tuning in to listen to my incredible guest and a wonderful speaker, wife, mom, life coach, author, and just an incredible businesswoman, Danielle Zagba. Caller, you are, I'm going to put you live. If you have a question, you can ask it. I'll just pause for a second or so. If I don't hear your question, then I'll just move on. That just means you want to just listening. You're calling from a 301 area code. If you have a question, I'm going to make you go live right now. Good morning. Thank you for joining the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. If you have a question for my guest. And I have another call on the phone. I'm going to have you go live. You're calling from a 774 area code. Did I say area code? Yeah, area code. Good morning. Good morning, and thank you for joining the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. This is Charmaine. Do you have a question for my guest, Danielle, this morning? Well, it's awesome that we have guests calling in to listen live. After the show wraps, we will have the link also that will replay the entire show. So I'm really excited that our guests are still on and listening into the show as we are live. So thank you for joining me and my guests on the Charmaine Show, Blog Talk Radio. Danielle, what is inside of me? I am not sure that we will have time to go through all these steps because I just keep going back with 12 minutes left on the clock. This is a riveting show, just an awesome conversation. And I personally, I know we haven't wrapped yet, but I personally can't wait to have you back on again because I just feel like this is something that we cannot rush. And I know you do have your own talk shows and you're on Periscope, right?
Yes.
So people can find you. I Googled you, Danielle Zagba, DanielleDagba. And there's a myriad of things that you've done. Your books are out there, onehappylife.com. You're doing so many things. Soul Solutions is your three-step program, which provides insight into your book, Born to Succeed, Program to Fail, Fulfilling Your Life Purpose. I want to stay on this part. What is inside of me?
Exactly.
What is inside of me? Where do we start to find that answer? Step one, what is inside of me that is keeping me back? Talk about that.
Yes, Sean. The quickest way to know what's inside of you is watching your relationships, watching the type of relationships you attract into your life, watching the type of things. Think about it this way. The things that are inside of us are thoughts or emotions. You see, the thoughts or emotions, they are constantly seeds that we are planting out in the universe. And the type of seeds that we plant and that we sow give us a harvest of relationships, how we relate to people. If you want to know what's inside of you, how well
what
your interaction with people.
This is an aha for me. I'm in my mid-20s, but I just lied, late 40s, and for the first time, I don't think I've ever looked at it this way. Relationship is how you relate to other people. I don't know if that's a definition, but that's mine as of today, because you talk about how we relate to other people. We will realize how we're relating to ourselves. Are we getting angry quickly? It's not, you're not getting angry towards the other person. You're just angry. Are you moving from relationship to relationship? That has no reflection on the other person. It's a reflection on you. You keep moving, looking for that relationship with yourself. So really everything boils down to how we see that we are relating to other people is the same type of relationship that we're having with our soul. Is that what
That's
you
right.
say?
Mm-hmm. Precisely, Charmaine. Mm-hmm. Whatever is in front of us,
wow.
that's what we are projecting
mm-hmm.
onto people. If you are
mm-hmm.
impatient with people, you are impatient with yourself. If you are
mm-hmm.
angry at people, you are angry at yourself. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
If you are judgmental, if you are hard on people, that's really a reflection of who you are. So those are beautiful signs that will help you to slow down and begin to examine. Listen, self, I noticed this
mm-hmm.
about you today. At the end of the day, I always do this. I go back and I scan my day, and I begin to notice the things that happened with this person and that person and the thoughts
mm-hmm.
that probably I had about this old roommate or this my coworker, my boss, somebody who said something to me, and how did I react? You see, people in our lives, Charmaine, they are the most precious gifts, and we run away
mm-hmm.
from relationships when God put people strategically in our lives to help us heal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am so, like, onto that. I don't feel like there is ever a mistake in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we only get what we can bear. And we need to, I always feel like we need to be in preparation mode all the time, meaning you have to be in the now moment to equip yourself with that spiritual strength, right? So with that confidence. Because at the end of the day, when you veer off the track, you have to go back home. You know, when we're trying to find who we are, we have to go back home. We have to go back to, listen, where does this start for me? And then when you find that you get from that place of hurt, and now you're in that place of healing and you're on that journey, we continue to be on that journey. And the higher we get on that elevation, now the more we're able to pull that other person down with the other arm. We're able to pull that other person up with our other arm as we're reaching up with our other arm. And so we empower each other. So we get stronger together. So we build. So whatever your journey is and your path is, that's a way to say, hey, I'm going to strengthen you because you know what? There's that other person there that needs to hold on to your left hand while you grab on with your right hand and continue on that journey, continue to seek a higher ground. I really, Danielle, I'm just going to say, let me just say now, we've got 7 minutes left for the show, but I'm going to invite you on again and again because we have to get to step two and we have to get to step three. I'm feeling
right.
like I need to complete this three-step series with you. I can't just leave it like this because, number one, it's a little free coaching session for me, so thank you. This is my complimentary coaching session because this has been so, so awesome. I do want to stay on step one because we're not going to rush through the next 6 minutes and keep on the other steps at all. You talked about our emotions, our thoughts, are the seeds or the energy that we send out into the universe.
Mm-hmm.
I always think that if we look around us at the manifestation, I know that's a big part of your platform is manifesting because you've
right.
done that in your life. How do we begin to manifest ourselves, our environment, which really ourselves? Manifest is just changing who you are on the inside. How do we begin to change that? Because you talked about being still. Give us a couple of practical ways in which we can be still. Before you do, I just want to say, for me, I remember last year, 2015, went by with such a whirlwind. There was an emotional uproar, which is what I prayed for. I wanted to start feeling things. And all my emotions that I didn't think I still had, they came up to the surface. You know, I mean, it was so good for me because I wanted to feel every single thing to the core again, you know, everything, not just going through the motions. I was happy doing all the things that I was doing. I love being a wife, love being a mom. enjoy everything. I mean, my profile, my Facebook, all that stuff. I mean, I indulge in everything I do. I love leisure. I realized, though, when at the end of last year, one of my coworkers said to me, oh, you did a lot, you know, like this year. And she said, you went to Jamaica, whatever. I'm like, I did not go to Jamaica in 2015. She's like, yes, you did. Remember you went with your sister. And when I realized that I could not remember going to Jamaica on a vacation, I'm like, the year went by too fast. I probably wasn't as involved with everything that was going on in my life because I was on such an emotional high. So I decided I'm going to slow down. I've gotten rid of all this. I felt what I needed to feel. I learned my lessons. I continue to enjoy life and do the things I do. But this year I said I'm going to do less, be present more. I'm going to slow down. I'm going to feel everything. I'm going to remember every single moment and do everything with intense passion. So give us, for the next 3 minutes or so, a couple of things that you suggest that we can do to slow our thoughts, to slow ourselves down to that pace where we can go back to that wounded child or even the happy child. Not everybody is always wounded, but there is always something there that we need to slow down and look back at, whether it's going to make us happy or sad, whatever emotion it's going to bring, so that we can begin our process to being better. Are you there? I'm sorry. I think I have a little bit of a technical difficulty. Danielle, are you there?
I'm there. Can you hear me?
Okay, yeah. I think we just had a little lull for a minute. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did, and I was talking for a little bit. Okay.
Okay, well, you probably were talking for like 20 seconds, so start over.
Okay. So thank you
how
for the question.
Slow down?
Mm-hmm. Yes. How do you move from a place, from the place of the wounded child to a place of being fulfilled, happy, and live your life on purpose? First,
mm-hmm.
The first step, and this step is incredibly, it works. It is so simple that people don't do it. Journaling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Write down, go back as far as you can remember. And remember some of the events that happened in your life. Start
mm-hmm.
with the first one that you can remember. And you begin to
mm-hmm.
write it down in detail as much as you can. The reason I say writing down, there's a powerful thing that happens when we can connect to our soul through writing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying typing.
Yeah.
Writing
yeah.
with your hands. There's a
mm-hmm.
power that is released. There's an anointing that is released. I'm not sure the mechanics behind it. All I know is it works. So writing down the event exactly how it happened. We live it, feel it, in a place of not self-pity, not of look at what happened to me, but that one, you're slowing down and you're doing that exercise because you want to heal your life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
absolutely.
Step number one.
So journaling is one, and you have a minute to just give us two and three. Well, you know what? Let's stop with that. With journaling, because we only have 90 seconds. I'm definitely going to have you back on the show. I really enjoy talking to you today, Danielle. I feel like 30 minutes is not enough, but it's quite enough to give us what we need to get the day off. So, Danielle Deva, thank you so much for being my special guest this morning on the Charmaine Show. How can one get more in touch with you?
Yes, they can go to our business website, One
mm-hmm.
Happy, the number one, happyliving.com.
Okay,
and once
so
they get there,
onehappyliving.com.
They can click
mm-hmm.
on Danielle Solutions, Soul Solutions, and then they can send me a note right from that page.
Well, this has just been incredible. Awesome. I just want to say thank you for being a part of the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio today.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to all our callers that tuned in via telephone and called into the show and for your comments. I just want to say, Danielle, it's been such a pleasure having you on. I can't wait to have you on again. And to all my listeners out there, you've been tuned in to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's been is your host, Charmaine, and with 8 seconds to go, hey, just ride out with a little reggae beat with me, why don't you? And enjoy a fabulous Thursday.